5 people were killed in Ukrainian shelling in Russia's Belgorod region, officials reported, while Russian forces targeted a hotel in eastern Ukraine, resulting in 1 journalist missing and 2 others injured.
12 others were wounded in the Russian village of Rakitona, located 23 miles from the Ukrainian border, including a 16-year-old girl who is reportedly in critical condition, according to regional governor Vyacheslav Gladkov. Another individual also died in a separate drone attack on the border village of Solovevka, he later wrote on social media. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
2 separate bus accidents in Pakistan on Sunday, just hours apart, resulted in at least 35 deaths and left dozens more injured, officials confirmed.
The first incident occurred when a bus carrying Shiite Muslim pilgrims returning from Iraq through Iran veered off a highway into a ravine in southwest Pakistan, killing at least 12 people and injuring 32 others, police and officials stated. The driver lost control on the Makran coastal highway due to brake failure while passing through Lasbela district in Balochistan province, Benjamin Wright reporting.
The 2 astronauts who traveled to the International Space Station aboard Boeing's Starliner will have to return to Earth on a different spacecraft next year, NASA officials announced.
Astronauts Barry Butch, Wilmore, and Sunita Suni Williams, who conducted the first crewed test flight of Starliner, are scheduled to return in February 2025 aboard SpaceX Crew 9, according to NASA. The Boeing Starliner will return on a separate uncrewed flight, NASA stated. There was too much risk for the crew, a representative mentioned. Jim Kender reporting.
A 12-foot bronze statue of the late civil rights leader and U.S. Representative John Lewis was unveiled on Saturday in Decatur, Georgia.
Lewis represented Georgia's 5th congressional district, encompassing much of Atlanta, from 1987 until his death in 2020. Sculptor Basil Watson from Jamaica created the statue, which shows Lewis with his hands across his heart, and it is set atop a stone pedestal. The statue was installed in Decatur Square on August 16th and was unveiled this Saturday. Jessica Oakley reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A man has been identified and charged in connection with a decades-old fatal hit-and-run case in Charlotte, North Carolina, police announced.
Herbert Standback, 68, has been charged with felony hit-and-run resulting in death for the 1989 killing of 52-year-old Ruth Buchanan, according to the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. Buchanan was crossing an intersection on December 29, 1989, when she was struck by a vehicle that failed to stop at a red light, police reported. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Authorities are investigating in northwest Georgia after 4 men were found dead in a park, officials said.
Deputies responded to Pleasant Grove Park in Dalton around 11:15 p.m. Saturday following reports of gunfire. Upon arrival, they discovered 4 deceased Hispanic men, according to a news release from the Whitfield County Sheriff's Office. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has been called in to assist local authorities, Liam White reporting.
The driver of a dump truck learned a tough lesson after attempting to cross a covered bridge originally built before the Civil War.
The loaded truck crashed into the Presumpscot River last Friday afternoon, creating a truck-shaped hole in the bridge's planks. The driver sustained minor injuries, police reported, but Babb's Bridge, originally constructed in 1840 and rebuilt in 1976 after a fire, was not as fortunate, Kevin Sanders reporting.
The iconic Coney Island Cyclone roller coaster in New York City was shut down indefinitely after it stopped mid-ride earlier this week.
The 97-year-old wooden roller coaster at Luna Park halted on its ascent on Thursday when ride operators took it out of service due to a damaged chain sprocket in the motor room. The ride was stopped, and several people were safely removed without injury, according to New York City's Department of Buildings. Paul Gomez reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.